have two questions, therefore. The first one is, there sounds to be a very subtle distinction between perceiving and conceiving. Could you explain the subtle differences? And the second question is, since our sense of attention is so much involved in this sense of conceiving I with an I, how do we extricate, how do we practice in order to help us?
Well, I think that this is exactly why we pay attention to suffering. More and more, just seeing these, this is a burden, this is complicated, this is difficult, this is tiring. Do I want to keep doing this? And paying attention to what it feels like when one doesn't, because they say, oh wow, this really feels good. This is nice and bright, this is light and spacious. Just really paying attention to the feeling tone of the experience when we are in the midst of conceiving. And then, oh, what does it feel like when either we don't go there, or, oh, I can drop that.
Make that conscious.
Yeah, making it very, very conscious. And then conceiving is much more around the sense of formulating, especially with the Pali, that sense of placing oneself within the experience. With perceiving, your perception is based on memory, so that through memory we recognize things. But then also one of the aspects of perception is there's a certain meaning and value given to things. This is important, this is unimportant, this is fearful, this is safe. And of course it's bound up with memory, but it's a part of the perceiving process. And sometimes we perceive things clearly and sometimes we misperceive things. When we translate it into English, it's not so clear. In the Thai language, they don't just put one word, it's a whole sort of phrase that describes what...
Is it in Thai language?
Jam dai samkhan man mai.
That's perceiving?
That's perceiving, yeah.
Conceiving?
Conceiving, I'm not quite sure. The act of perception is relying on memory banks of experience, and association, and then with that association, there is a sense of certain value and meaning that is put. And it happens incredibly quickly.
And conceiving is like a creating.
Yeah, it's a creating of, especially of the thinking process. Okay.
I've often found Ajahn Suchito's translation of those two words very useful, and perceiving is like patterns, conceiving is programs.
Oh, okay.
Patterns and programs, so that's kind of a nice...
Okay, patterns and programs. Yeah.